The two sides of the impeachment argument could hardly be more stark. Trump says his conversation with President Zelensky on July 25th was a perfect call. Democrats, on the other hand, look at the memo of that conversation and say it's an impeachable offense. So what typically happens with phone calls between an American president and foreign heads of state? For more on that, we turn to Tom Blanton. He directs the non-governmental National Security Archive in Washington. Blanton says the record of the Trump-Zelensky telecom or telephone communication is unusual for several reasons.
Every other telecon I've seen had an individual person, someone like Rose Gottemuller, who was on the White House staff, or Nicholas Burns, who went on to be high-level State Department. They would be listed as note-taker because they were responsible for making sure the transcript was accurate as possible. The second really unusual item is the caveat down at the bottom of the page. It says, caution, it's not a verbatim transcript. It just is our notes and recollections of these duty officers and policy staff, and there are a lot of factors that can make it inaccurate. That's a really unusual caveat.
And in terms of tone, how does Trump come across compared to previous U.S. presidents?
Especially at the beginning of the conversation, it seems either he was badly briefed or, as President Trump is pretty notorious for resisting all briefing, he seems to be congratulating Zelensky of Ukraine on the earlier presidential election. He says, oh, you came out of nowhere, came from behind, you ended up winning easily. Actually, this phone call was about the parliamentary elections because Zelensky won the presidency, but he had a parliament that was opposed to him, so he called elections and became the first time ever in Ukraine's independent history that one party got a majority of the parliament. So he had an overwhelming mandate for reform. And President Trump doesn't seem to realize that's what's going on here.
Well, reportedly, Trump doesn't pay attention to a lot of his briefings. Is there any way to tell how well former presidents are briefed prior to these consequential phone calls with other heads of state?
Yes. Compared to, say, the George H.W. Bush conversations with President Kravchuk of Ukraine at the time, or President Clinton's conversations with President Kuchma of Ukraine, those conversations are about nuclear warheads in Ukraine. They're about Ukraine's relationship with Russia. They're about the dangers of nationalism and disintegration. They're about the need for economic reform. They're very substantive. This conversation with Zelensky and President Trump, it's a different, whole different tone and whole different substance.
How did the five-page record of the call between Trump and Zelensky compare to what we know about, say, this call Trump had with Mexico's leader in 2017, Enrique Peña Nieto?
That's a great question because we really only have three of these telephone transcripts from President Trump's time in office. And two of them, one with the Mexican president and one with the Australian prime minister, were leaked to the Washington Post in August of 2017. And they are equally fascinating because with the Mexican president, you have President Trump saying to him, yeah, I understand that you're not going to pony up any money for that wall, but don't say that in public. Stop saying that in public. That's really bad for me politically that you're saying Mexico won't pay. Similar dynamic with the Australian. The Australian prime minister is trying to tell President Trump, look, you got to take these 1,250 immigrants that are otherwise in this prison camp on the Nauru Island in the Pacific because it's a deal we made. And so you got to do that. You get to vet them. And Trump gets so exasperated. He says, this is the worst call. This is ridiculous. I've had it. And pretty much hangs up on the Australian. And it kind of goes to the similarities between these three calls, one with the Mexican, one with the Australian, and now this one with the Ukrainian. It's all about President Trump himself and his political concerns. Doesn't seem to be about the national security interests of the United States.
So Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, his spokesman says transcripts of telephone conversations between the Russian president and Donald Trump, those can only be released with the Kremlin's permission. Here's his spokesman, Dmitry Peskov.
The publication of some extracts of the calls between Putin and Trump is possible by mutual agreement of the parties. Diplomatic practice in general does not envision their publication. If there are some signals from the Americans, then we'll discuss.
So Tom Blanton, does the uproar over the Trump-Zelensky phone call mean that the public is any more likely to hear about sensitive discussions that President Trump might have had with Vladimir Putin or other world leaders like Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia?
That's a great question because one of the outstanding issues is whether President Trump even kept records of many of those conversations. There are at least, I think the New York Times reported, at least 5-6 different head of state meetings, including a couple with Putin, a couple with North Korea's Kim, and one with Prince Salman, where the president either took away the interpreter's notes or specifically excluded any note taker from the meeting. So there was no record.
Tom Blanton directs the Nongovernmental National Security Archive in Washington. Thanks as always, Tom.
Pleasure to be with you, Marco.